USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Delivering remarks at a pre-holiday speech in Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Joe Biden believes Americans are in for a long, hard winter due to the coronavirus pandemic.
I'm going to tell it to you straight. I'm going to tell you the truth. And here's the simple truth. Our darkest days in the battle against COVID are ahead of us, not behind us. So we need to prepare ourselves to steel our spine.
Regarding a $900 billion coronavirus relief package, Biden says,
unemployment's extended for another 10 weeks. It's going to take a lot longer than that. But Congress did its job this week, and I can and I must ask them to do it again.
The Dow not impressed with a $900 billion stimulus package at the closing bell, losing 201 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
Senator Lindsey Graham says a special counsel is needed to investigate Hunter Biden, the son of President-elect Joe Biden.
You have a U.S. attorney in Delaware that's looking at tax fraud, but he's not looking at his overseas dealings, Hunter Biden's dealings in the Ukraine and China.
The South Carolina Republican saying it's time to get more serious about Hunter and what he did.
I would take the U.S. attorney in Delaware and give him the entire Hunter Biden portfolio so he could look at everything Hunter Biden did throughout the world.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Facebook, and Alphabet's Google agreed to cooperate and assist one another if they ever faced any investigation into their pact to work together in online advertising, according to an unredacted version of a lawsuit filed by 10 states against Google last week. The suit, as filed, cites internal company documents that were heavily redacted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
As lawmakers head home for the Christmas recess, one lawmaker is explaining why he voted yes to a $900 billion stimulus package.
Congress has passed a coronavirus relief package as part of a larger bill to fund the federal government through the end of the fiscal year. The relief package contains funding for vaccine distribution, enhanced unemployment benefits, more small business loans, schools, and a $600 direct payment to most Americans. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise tells Fox News that he voted for the bill to get much-needed aid to small businesses, many of whom are barely surviving.
In the end, the COVID relief is critically important to save these small businesses. You know, and I know businesses all across our country. In South Louisiana, I talk to restaurants and other businesses every day who are about to literally teetering on the verge of bankruptcy, and they need this lifeline. This gives a second round of Paycheck Protection Program loans. It helps those gig workers. You know, in New Orleans, we've got a great thriving music industry. They're all, none of them can go out and perform, and so we need to keep that culture and keep those industries alive, but they're literally dying on the vine right now.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new Harris X poll shows that 59% of Americans think that it is likely that President Trump will run for the White House again in 2024. When broken down by party, 68% of Republicans think it's likely. Meanwhile, 50% of Democrats think it's likely. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.